Hagman and the Hagman Report coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. We have a treat again for you. Just a tremendous man, a guy I've got a lot of respect for. excuse me, a truth teller when it comes to the way it really is things. Oh my goodness, you know, folks, you've heard since 9/11, even before that, but really since 9/11. Islam is a religion of peace. Islam and or Muslims and Christians worship the same God. You've heard this over and over and over again. And then you've heard a number of things about the coexistence of Muslims here in America along with Christians and of course the immigration. You know the whole package. Well, there's a gentleman by the name of IQ El Razuli who I met via interview a number of years ago when I was on Lori Roth substituting for Lori Roth as well as co-hosting with Lori Roth. Then in 2012 IQ El Razuli came on our program for the first time, I believe it was, when we were just getting started. Now speaking to 64 countries as we broadcast via satellite, Global Star Radio Network, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. Now we've got a much wider audience, much larger audience. We are blessed again to have IQ El Razuli with us. He is an author, an expert on Islam. He's a tremendous man in terms of knowledge. He wrote a book called Lifting the Veil. And if you haven't read that, if you haven't got a copy of that book, definitely do so. Now, Mr. IQ El Razuli is an Iraqi-born expert, scholar, author of the trilogy, Lifting the Veil. He's here to talk about the larger issue of Islam, but other precise aspects of Islam, terror attacks, and our current situation. Mr. El Razuli, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Hagman and the Hagman Report.
Thank you for having me. Oh. My pleasure.
And folks, listen to this. Can I share that number? Am I allowed to share that number that you gave me? The
yes, 1,257th radio interview with the United States of America.
There you go. Did you hear that? Over 1,200. That's a lot of interviews.
And he yes, with over 150 stations.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely tremendous. So you can tell he's out there getting the word out. Well, sir, where do you want to start? Because there is so much going on. You've got Syria. You've got, of course, all of the Middle East. You've got the infiltration in America. You've got, but your claim, your key to everything is essentially, I think, proving number one that Muslims and Christians do not worship the same God, obviously. And you had made a statement where you can refute, destroy, whatever, the doctrine of Islam in 10 minutes. So I'm going to leave it up to you. We're going to leave it up to you. Wherever you want to start, you take it away.
Doug, the most important single item that Americans, and not only Americans, even Muslims, and everybody else on planet Earth has got to understand that the whole of Islam, the whole belief system of Islam, is like an inverted pyramid or an inverted cone. Anybody who knows about physics, an inverted cone or pyramid is unstable situation, extremely unstable. Any lateral movement will collapse. So the dogma of Islam, the single point that created Islam, was Muhammad pretending that Allah, the God of pagan Arabia, by the way, Allah was the name of the supreme God of pagan Arabia centuries before Muhammad, that this God, Muhammad, he metamorphosed this God into the God of the Bible, into the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. So, before I start, I want you to start your watches. In less than 10 minutes, based entirely on Muhammad's Quran and the words of his God, Allah, I shall prove beyond a shadow or even a reasonable doubt that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible. Start now. Ladies and gentlemen, according to all religious beliefs, the attributes of God are forever existing, all-knowing, all-powerful, or omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. I shall now proceed to prove that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, based on two of the most important verses in Muhammad's Quran. Case one. I'm going to quote in name and chapter from the Quran. Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 46. And I'm quoting now, reciting from the Quran. And in their footsteps, we, Allah, sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the Torah. That's what is written in Arabic, Torah. The Torah is the law of Moses that have come before him. We sent him the Gospels, in Arabic, Injil. Therein was guidance and light and confirmation of the Torah that have come before him. Let me explain the inherent implications of this verse. First, Allah proclaims in perfectly clear Arabic that it was He who revealed the Torah, which are the first five books of the Bible comprising Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy to Moses. Second, this verse also asserts that it was Allah, the God of the Muslims, who also revealed the Gospels, Injil, all four Gospels to Jesus, after confirming Allah's revelations to Moses. Dear Americans, anyone with two brain cells of logic who knows the New Testament would also know that the Gospels were never revealed to Jesus by anyone, since they were written 50 to 100 years after Jesus was dead and resurrected. Hence, I raise the simplest of questions. How is it possible for Allah, if Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, not know this fact? How could the angel Gabriel, the alleged messenger of Allah, who 620 years earlier predicted the arrival of Jesus as the Messiah, the Redeemer of humanity, deceive Muhammad with such a blatant lie? Allah therefore cannot possibly be the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. I raise case one. We go to case two. Al-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 157. The Quran says, they said, we killed Christ, Jesus, the son of Mary, the apostle of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But so it was made to appear to them. And for a certainty, they killed him not. Ladies and gentlemen, as I had already demonstrated in case one, the Quran declares that it was Allah who revealed the Gospels to Jesus. And we know for a fact that this is not true. But let us for an instant be the devil's advocate by willingly allowing this utterly stupid and false lie to be accepted as fact. I recapitulate that in case one, Allah asserts that He revealed the Gospels Injil to Jesus. But anyone having read the Gospels would know that all four Gospels assert that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day, thus totally contradicting Allah's present revelation. Hence, there is absolutely no margin of error, either linguistically or logically, regarding the meaning of these two verses. These anomalies, absurdities, and discrepancies demonstrate that Allah, the God of the Muslims, has not only shown an incredible lack of knowledge, but has, in the second case, totally contradicted himself from the first. Once again, I would like to point out to you the obvious. If Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, how is it possible that He was deceiving Muhammad or being in such blatant error? Moreover, Muhammad's Quran obliterates the whole concept of Christianity with this single verse. Because without death and resurrection, there is no Christianity. Furthermore, every verse in Muhammad's Quran depicting biblical characters or stories, contradicts the original in the Torah, the very Torah that Allah repeatedly asserts He revealed to Moses in the first place. Hence, Allah cannot be the same as the God of the Bible. Since the above case, or the above cases, prove that Allah is not God, and definitely not the same as the God of the Bible, one has to come to the only possible following conclusions. There is not that no God called Allah and no angel called Gabriel ever revealed a single verse of the Quran to Muhammad, because every single letter, word, verse, ayah and chapter, surah in the Quran are the product of Muhammad's imagination, the secretions of his warped mind, but very cleverly projected into the unsuspecting mouth of Allah and Gabriel to give them the aura of sanctity and divinity. The most relevant corollary to the fact that Allah is not God, based entirely upon Muhammad's Quran, as I have demonstrated, will be the cases of Muslims who may start questioning their indoctrination, especially among the young men, who will realize that every single so-called martyr shaheed who had died for the last 1400 years and will die in the future in the cause of Allah, fi sabil Allah, would not ever enjoy the carnal, sensual and sexual pleasures deceitfully promised by Muhammad in his whorehouse version of paradise with the 72 virgins. Ladies and gentlemen, in less than 10 minutes I have utterly discredited Muhammad as a prophet and the alleged divine origin of his Quran based entirely upon their Quran. In less than 10 minutes, without shooting a single bullet in anger, I have proven that Islam is not a religion but a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad, not deserving an iota of freedom to propagate its vile hatred anywhere in the USA or in any country on earth which is not Islamic. Back to you, sir.
That's fantastic. Concise. I mean, it's accurate. It is, it's ammunition. It's intellectual ammunition that could be used by every American, every thinking American, every Christian out there. And, again, it's by the words contained within Islam's own writings. Fantastic. So Islam is not a religion. It is a cult, and we've said that. That's what Islam is, correct?
Absolutely correct. Doug, in Christianity you have in Revelations the four horsemen of the apocalypse. You know who they are?
Yep.
Okay. Death, starvation, pestilence, and war. In Islam, they also have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, although they don't know what they are. And I'll tell you what they are. Knowledge, 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 and knowledge of Islam. The nightmare of Islam is when you have knowledge of the Quran. That's the nightmare. I have the knowledge. That they want me dead. Every email I receive from them is how they're going to burn me, how they're going to cut me, how they're going to kill me. But I ask them, why don't you debate me? Why don't you prove me wrong? Douglas, I have over $1.5 million worth of challenges on the internet. I've had them for 12 years. For every human being who has listened to me or read my books, I haven't lost a dime. $1.5 million.
Man. Okay. And there it is. You haven't lost anything because you speak the truth and it cannot be assailed. All right. So, where I'm having a problem here, not a problem, I think where everyone has this issue is we are seeing Islam growing in popularity. IQ, why is that? Or is it not growing in popularity? Is that a lie as well?
It's a lie. Let's put everything in context. There are 1.5 billion Muslims on planet Earth, constituting 20% of humanity. 80% of humanity is not Muslim. There are 57 Muslim states in the world, having the 1.5 billion people. The 1.5 billion Muslims in the 57 Muslim states are the least productive, least inventive, least creative in human history. Yet, they are threatening us, we, the infidels, the kuffar, the non-Muslims, 80% humanity. We are the most productive, most inventive, most creative, and most powerful in human history. But we have leaders who should be put against the wall and shot dead because they submit to Sharia. Do I make myself clear?
Perfectly clear. And you know, we're looking at the different people within our state and within our state legislatures, our Congress, who are pushing for Sharia and claiming that it could coexist with our Constitution, which is a lie. And I know that you've spoken much about this as well.
Of course it's a lie. Look, Muslims, no Muslim can leave Islam. How many Americans know that? Any Muslim who leaves Islam will be slaughtered by other Muslims. Any Muslim. Any Muslim who leaves Islam, male or female, will be slaughtered by their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, their cousin. So, it's a terrorist organization. It's like a mafia. You join the mafia, it's umerta. You don't open your mouth until you die. And if you want to open your mouth, you're dead. In Islam, they are allowed to come to the West and proselytize. Yet, no Christian, no Jew, no Buddhist, no Hindu can go to any Muslim country and proselytize because they will kill him. So, a Muslim can marry 4 women. Judeo-Christian marry 1 woman. So, you see, it's one-sided. It's growing not because there is any advantage in it. No. It's growing because it is under fear. You know, there is a YouTube, anyone of you listening can Google it. A man called Al-Qardawi, Yusuf Al-Qardawi. He is the spiritual leader, what you call spiritual leader, there is no spirit in Islam, but the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. One of the top Sunni clerics in the world. He was being interviewed by an Arab station only a few years ago. And the moderator asked him, why is it mandated in the Quran that anybody who leaves Islam will be killed? And Yusuf Al-Qardawi made the worst mistake of his life by answering it truthfully. You know what he said? He said, had it not been mandated in the Quran that anyone who leaves Islam will be slaughtered, there would be no Islam. Do you understand the magnitude of what he said? That Islam exists only through terror. Guess what? Muhammad said in Bukhari Hadith, I have been made victorious through terror. This is what Islam is all about. Terror, terror, and more terror. Back to you, sir.
So Islam is built on terror itself. And I think you pointed that out very well. And isn't it interesting? Yeah, you can't leave. The reason people can't leave Islam is because they would be killed, and that secret revealed, as you had indicated. How interesting is that? All right. So, okay. Why? Now we saw the marches, the pink hat, useful idiots in the streets of America, the women, the emasculated men recently. And part of those marches, or it seems like these socialists, communists, this mentality, these women are willingly subjugating themselves to the cult of Islam. We saw it on the streets of New York, Washington, all across the world. How is that even possible? I was thinking about you in our previous interviews when I was watching those marches. How is this even possible? That the delusion is so great?
Because people are stupid in general. I'm not being insulting, honestly. Douglas, if people don't read, that's what's happening in this world for the last 60 years. People don't read, they watch television. In Mein Kampf, Hitler said, that 99% of humanity is stupid because they want to be led. And that is exactly how he succeeded. That is exactly how he... It's not an insult. He is talking about a psychological point. People like to be led because they don't want to make decisions. Take America, for example, under Trump. 330 million Americans. Only Donald Trump was able to do what he did. In out of 330 million, only Donald Trump was able to do what he did. How did he do that? Because he didn't give a damn about how many people went against him. He didn't give a damn about who dumped on him. He still doesn't give it. He stood alone like a rod of steel, literally, in a hurricane and wouldn't move. That's how he succeeded. He made the American people realize there is another alternative to Obama and the socialist agenda, the globalist agenda. And they were intelligent enough, thank God, enough of them anyway, to elect him. Mm. Donald Trump cannot succeed in fulfilling his mission without the American people, we the people, continuing to support him. That I've got, I repeat this on every radio interview in America. We, the people, must not go back and become comatose again. We, the people, for example, what happened with the nuclear option, or what's happening with the nuclear option, there will be elections in 2018. We, the people, you must not elect the Democrats. We the people, remove all those people who are opposing what Donald Trump is trying to do for America. We the people. You must be vigilant. You must be proactive. So what happened? You had all those women going out on the street wearing pink hats. Not a single one of them, and I repeat it, maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of them, not one of them has ever bothered to read even any part of the Quran. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I always say to you, to American people and anybody who's listening, there are 114 chapters in the Quran. First, I don't advise you to buy the Quran and waste your money. You Google the Quran, free of charge. Second, all you need to do is read chapters 2 to chapters 9 inclusive of the Quran. 2 to 9, 8 chapters. It takes you less than 2 hours. You will know more about Islam than the Muslims in 2 hours. And you will know that I am telling you the truth in 2 hours. And you will know that Allah cannot be the God of the Bible in 2 hours. What more can I tell you? I'm giving you all the options. I'm giving you all the chances to find out Islam. As I said, the worst nightmare of Islam is knowledge of Islam. I can't tell it more or enough times. It is so simple. Nothing in Islam is good. This is not racism. Islam is not a race, by the way. This propaganda from the leftists, Islam is not a race. Islam is made up of every single color, every single race, every single nationality, every single culture. Another item that they tell you, the Muslims and their supporters, that jihad means a peaceful struggle. In the English language, it's called bullcrap. Jihad is the most important pillar of Islam. There are 5 pillars of Islam that they tell you, talk about them, like the charity, like prayer, like al-hajj. All these are not relevant. The most important pillar which they don't tell you about is jihad. Can I prove it? As usual, yes. Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 216. Allah is saying, their God, Allah says, jihad, holy fighting in the cause of Allah is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. This is not ambiguous. This is clear. It instructs every single Muslim to be jihadi Muslim. Then we have another deception. Again by the media. Again by the politicians. Again by people who do not know anything about Islam. I want you to imagine this. Imagine a spear. Jihad comes into two forms of deception. Jihad comes into two forms of Islam. The war jihad and the stealth jihad. Now, the war jihad are the people like Boko Haram, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Shabaab, the terrorist organizations. This is the head or the spear of Islam.
IQ. But,
yes, sir.
If we can stop there, we're up against our middle of the hour break. It's a 3-minute break, so just hang in there. Folks, you're listening to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're talking with IQ Al-Razouli. He's been gracious enough to spend his time with us. He's going to be with us till the end of the show, so don't go anywhere.
We're getting into... knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been on with us before in the past. It's been a while, but now he's back, and we're getting into the Islamic culture, why it is not a religion, but a cult instead. And we're going to continue to talk with IQ Al-Razouli after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is... It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric said...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Trang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies Kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.trainclosenwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Welcome folks, to this segment of the Hagman & Hagman Report. We have as our guest Mr. I.Q. Al-Razouli. Folks, he is an expert, a scholar on Islam, and he is, to me, if I had any questions about Islam, and I have questions, he's the man I would go to. He knows Islam inside and out. As a matter of fact, linked off of Hagman Report is a link to his website. You can go there. There's an index, a list of links to all of, I mean, there's so much information that he has put out there free of charge that is so valuable in the fight. And we are in a battle for the souls and heart and intellects of Western civilization. And I.Q. Al-Razouli is leading that charge, I believe, in this fight. Before we get back to him, I just want to mention Texas Ready, TexasReady.net. Have you visited TexasReady.net? Let me tell you something, folks. If you think for one moment that any threat has passed, then you're sorely mistaken. And one of the most important aspects to preps is your planning. Planning for a long term. Now, TexasReady.net provides that ability. They have the best seed banks on the planet. You need seed banks. In fact, each Texas Ready seed bank contains 80 plus varieties of vegetables and fruits, including 8 dual purpose herbs for culinary use, of course, and medicinal purposes. You buy a seed bank based on how many people that you're going to be providing food for. They can help you with that. They've got the instruction manuals, the training manuals. The owner of Texas Ready, Lucinda Bailey, she's called the Seed Lady, and she knows her seeds. She will help you. They use only certified seeds because they think you're worth it. Most seed bank companies don't. Folks, please visit TexasReady.net. And if you haven't done so already, now's the time. Now is the time to get your seed kits from TexasReady.net. Again, our guest is I.Q. Al-Razouli, and so happy to have him with us. You were talking about the two different forms of jihad, war and stealth. Go ahead and continue with that, Mr. Al-Razouli, sir.
Do you mind I start again just in case?
Yes, please. Please. That would be good.
Okay. There's only one version of Islam. And or Muslims, they're called fundamentalists. There are no Shi'is in Islam, such as moderate, militant, radical, or extremist Muslims. Islam is Islam, just as there were never moderate, militant, radical, or extremist Nazis or communists. Never. All Muslims are jihadists. All of them. Why? Simple. Because they are all following one book. Muhammad Quran. I use Muslims to indicate all those who are followers of Muhammad and are Sharia compliant, because they are the ones who constitute the spear of Islam. As I said, Islamic Jihad has two interconnected or intertwined components. One is the war jihadists, who are represented by the head of the spear or the tip of the spear of Islam. As I said, such as Boko Haram, Hamas, and all the other terrorist organizations. But the more important ones are the stealth jihadists, the so-called, by the media, of course, as usual, moderate Muslims, the silent majority, who are actually represented by the shaft of the spear. The stealth jihadists, ladies and gentlemen, are the ones who supply the war jihadists with finance, weapons, intelligence, shelter, propaganda, protection, and deception. They are, of course, family, friends, and other Muslims. Neither tip or shaft by themselves are dead, but tip and shaft together are weapons of death and destruction. Hence, it is irrelevant how many Muslims are war jihadists, whether 5%, 10%, 20% of Muslims or not. Because the remaining stealth jihadists, the 95, 90 or 80%, are the ones who silently but diligently back them up. Back to you, sir.
Why have we fallen for this labeling, moderate Muslim, militant or extremist Muslim? Why? Go ahead.
Sorry, because our leaders in the, look, all over Europe, except, for example, at the moment, Hungary and Poland, every single European leader, including in Britain, they speak about moderate Islam. They speak about peaceful Islam. They tell us, they tell 350 million people that Islam means peace. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam is based on the Arabic verb called aslama. Aslama doesn't mean peace. It means submission. Submission to whom? To a God called Allah. And who is Allah? The God of pagan Arabia. So what do we have? We have our leaders who are the enemy. I know it sounds outrageous, but it's not outrageous, it's a fact. It's a reality. Look at Merkel. How is it conceivable that a German leader would allow the invasion of Europe by 1.5 million Muslims of military age when at the gates of Vienna in the 17th century, Christianity was saved? Tell me, how? But it's happening. Same thing in America. Under Obama, of 8 years, he destroyed the United States of America in every way, shape, or form. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an outsider looking in. I'm not an American citizen. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I look in. Why? Because I'm the outsider. And what did he do? He would not allow any of the intelligence and security services to associate Islam with terror for 8 years. That's a criminal. This is criminal negligence on a massive scale. And the proof of the pudding was Benghazi. The proof of the pudding that Obama is a Muslim, a closeted Muslim. I don't care what the news media tell you. I mean, the news media are fake. Donald Trump is not telling you a lie. They are fake. You know they are fake. They have been lying for decades and they continue lying now. So what do we have? We have the enemy within. We have the enemy within. And who are the enemy within? The leftists in the United States of America, the leftists in Europe. The so-called intelligentsia. The academicians, all of them. When I say all of them, I apologize. I shouldn't say all. Most of them, let's put it this way, most of them are globalists. They honestly believe, all these leaders in Europe are globalists. They believe that the destiny of humanity should be one. One religion, one group of people. It doesn't exist. This is only in their imagination. The same thing that happened under communism. Communism always told you, no, we want to have equality. There was never equality under communism. You know that, I know that, and history tells you it's not true. That's why it collapsed. If it was true, it wouldn't have collapsed, but it collapsed. And even China today is not communist. It's not communist. It is 100% business. 100%. Like America. So what do we have? We have the enemy within the leadership. Hopefully, I'm just saying hopefully, that in the future elections in Europe, which is happening in the next few months, enough Europeans will wake up, similar to enough Americans who had woken up, to remove the current leaders. In Europe today, Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, is the only one who stands up in the whole of Europe saying to Angela Merkel, we will not accept a single Muslim refugee. We will only accept Christian ones. And they're right. The same thing in Poland. But these are the only two countries. All the others have been subservient to the news media, who are as corrupt in Europe as they are in America. I can't answer the question. I have been trying to figure out why would any sane and logical leader allow their country to be invaded by Muslims. I have no idea. I can't answer that. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, we have looked at that, and of course, here in the United States, you see there are midnight flights of 18 to 35-year-old male Muslims from countries, these supposed refugees. They're not refugees, in my view. They are soldiers. They're being brought in to change the fabric in the culture of the United States. And this is still continuing, according to our sources. And I question the sanity behind this, as you do. And I question the sanity behind this mindset, sir, of, you know, oh my goodness, we all have to get along, the coexist bumper stickers, you know. It is brainwashing, mind-numbing brainwashing, to be sure. And you point this out very well. I want to make sure, sir, that we have a chance to allow you to tell people about where they can get learning materials off of your website and also your book. So if you want to take that opportunity now, because I really want to make sure that people have the benefit of your knowledge that you put together. So tell people where they can go on the internet to learn more what you're
all
saying.
All anyone has to do, just Google my name. Okay. Just Google. Believe it or not, if you Google Al Rasooli, Al-Rasooli, the first thing will come up is my website.
Okay.
I have a trilogy of books called Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. But even if you don't buy the books, I don't advertise my books. I'll tell you why. They're not cheap. And the only people who will read them are the ones who are really interested in studying Islam. So, I don't need to advertise. Why? Because if they are interested, they will buy them. If they're not interested, they're not going to buy them. And yet, you have everything free of charge on my website. 248 audio videos. You have everything, all of them, done. Another link to my website is called inthenameofallah.org. Again, it's free of charge. I don't make money. It's free of charge. Inthenameofallah.org, there are 780 chapters which completely annihilate Islam, left, right, center, up and down. What more can I tell you? Free of charge.
Hmm. Yeah, you certainly have given us the gift of knowledge, and shame on us and shame on anyone who doesn't take advantage of that, to be certain. And your books are fantastic as well. So, there's just so many things, so many questions, so many concerns that we have. Here we are in 2017. And I remember speaking to you back 4 or 5 years ago, and you really painted the picture that we're seeing today. You were ahead of everybody almost in saying, look, Islam is the Trojan horse here in the West, and you painted this picture of what we're seeing today, the change of the cultures.
I don't know if you remember, when so-called Arab Spring came up around, it's 2010.
Yep.
Who called it Arab Spring? The news media. And I was interviewed again and again and again, because I come from Iraq, I speak Arabic. And I said, when they asked me, what will happen? Will democracy come? I said, are you out of your mind? In Islam, there is no concept of democracy. In fact, the word democracy does not exist anywhere in the Arabic language. The word doesn't exist. So what did they use? They used the Greek one, demokratia. The concept doesn't exist. Why? Because Sharia is the nemesis of every single freedom known to humanity. Sharia is the enemy of the American Constitution. Sharia is the enemy of Judeo-Christianity. Sharia is the enemy of the Hindus. Sharia is the enemy of the Buddhists. Sharia is the enemy of every human being on the planet. By the way, without a single item of exaggeration, every single Muslim. When I say Muslim, I mean people who believe in Allah and Muhammad. Every single Muslim is the enemy of every single human being on the planet who's not a Muslim. I want this to sink in. It is so important. You have Somalis brought, Obama brought hundreds of thousands, I think, of Somalis in Minnesota and other places in the United States of America. They will never integrate. No Muslim will ever integrate. No Muslim will ever assimilate. They can't. It's not because they're evil. It's because they are forbidden by the Quran. Again and again and again. If I don't prove it to you or prove it to people who are listening, they think I'm exaggerating. So I will quote for you, if you don't mind, from the Quran.
Please.
To prove my point.
Sure.
Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 51. The Quran says, O ye who believe, Muslims, take not the Jews, Yahud, and the Christians, Nasara, for your friends and protectors. They are but friends and protectors to each other. And he amongst you Muslims that turns to them for friendship is of them. The implication of the last sentence is of immense importance. And I repeat it. And he amongst you Muslims that turns to them, that the Jews and Christians for friendship, is of the means that any follower of Muhammad who befriend or under the rule of Christians or Jews or any other non-Muslim group would be considered apostates to Islam, outsiders to Islam, enemies of Islam who must be slaughtered. Again, in a nutshell, no Muslim in the USA or any non-Muslim country can ever be loyal to the American Constitution because it is man-made, not from Allah's Sharia. Nor can any Muslim in the USA or any non-Muslim country be a loyal citizen because non-Muslim Americans are called infidels, kuffar, unbelievers, kafirun, to be either subjugated or exterminated. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there are in America CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council of American Islamic Relations. There is ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. I have been begging for any of them, and CAIR has a man called Ibrahim Hooper, who was converted from Christianity to Islam, the idiot, to debate me. 12 years later, none. Why do you think they don't want to debate me, Mr. Hackman?
Because you would be victorious in any intellectual arena and debate.
This is the tragedy. By the way, I have been begging also my supporters in the United States of America to allow me, if I get a chance with Hannity, 15 minutes with Hannity, prime time television, I will come to America. I will show my face. I will put my life in danger. I don't mind. 15 minutes with Hannity would be worth it.
Yes.
But 15. Can anybody arrange that?
Well, you know, we're going to put, I'll tell you what, folks, and our audience is the broadest of audiences. And I believe in Mr. Al-Razouli here. I really believe that this is necessary. We need to get him on. The Sean Hannity program right now, that's the hot ticket. So, and there's a lot of truth being spoken here, all truth by Mr. IQ Al-Razouli. So, you know what, folks, this is a call to action. Let's make it happen. And if there is any audience of any independent media out there, it's you that can make this happen, ladies and gentlemen. So let's see what we can do. Your contact information is on your website, correct? Your email or where people can...
Yes, it says alrazouli@gmail.com.
Okay.
All Look, right. If enough Americans tweet Hannity about
there
me
you go.
Or email Hannity about me, sooner or later maybe he will wake up and look at it.
Amen.
That's and right. Most probably invite me. Because honestly, when we have an interview, because I like Hannity because he allows his invited person to talk. O'Reilly, very good, but he will not allow you to talk a lot because he will interrupt you again and again.
Yes.
I cannot be interrupted. When I start going, I can't stop. I don't want to be interrupted. Are you with me?
We love it. Yes. And nor should you be. That's so important to let the guest talk.
I want Americans to understand how evil Islam is. Islam is evil because Muhammad was evil. And Muhammad was the most evil bipedal creature that ever walked the face of the earth. People think of Hitler. That true, Hitler caused the death and destruction of 55 million people. 55. I'm only talking about death and destruction. Muhammad caused the death and destruction and unhappiness in 1400 years of 2,500 million people. I want that to be absorbed by the American mind. 2,500 million people. What I'm talking about is every living Muslim is the first victim of Islam. The first victim of Islam are Muslims. They have no future. They have no joy. Khomeini of Iran, the greatest authority of Islam in Sharia, sorry, in Shia Islam, he said there is no such thing as joy in Islam. And it's true. Because Islam is submission to Allah. And Allah demands from Muslims that they cannot dance, they cannot sing, they cannot play music, they cannot drink wine or any intoxicant, they cannot gamble, they cannot play chess, they cannot have sex unless it's wedded to somebody, they can't have anything. But, oh my goodness, when they die killing infidels in jihad, they will get the 72 virgins in Muhammad's whorehouse of the version of paradise. So tell me, you have hundreds of millions of young men who have no pleasure, none whatsoever in life, but they are promised all the pleasures that they were prohibited in life to have it in the afterlife after they kill infidels. I know from the point of view of decent human beings, what I'm saying is sounds outrageous, but it isn't outrageous. This is the fact. And I always say to people who think I'm being outrageous, prove me wrong. It's so simple. Prove me wrong. Take child molestation. Do you mind if I go over that?
Please do, sir.
We only have about 2.5 minutes before break, but yeah, let's get into it.
That's not enough.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say, to me, that is one of the most important aspects that we need to get into. And we only have a few minutes at the top of the hour, but and again, folks, our guest is Mr. IQ El Razouli. You were born in Iraq, correct? You're an Iraqi. Right?
Of course, I was born in Iraq. I was born in Baghdad, in fact, in the capital.
All right.
So my language is Arabic. My mother tongue is Arabic. I grew up in a secular background because my parents were not religious. That's why they were intelligent enough, God thank God, that allowed me to go and travel to study in Europe. And it was only in Europe that I started comparing what the Quran to the Bible. Because I couldn't do that in the Middle East. In the Middle East, you speak about the Bible and try to compare it to the Quran, they will kill you. It's not supposed to be any comparison. After all, the Quran is supposed to be the ultimate word of Allah. And they tell you Allah is God, but Allah is not God, as I've proven it. And the Quran proves it, in fact, in another 20, 30 other verses, proves how stupid Allah is when he's quoting the Bible. And Allah is very stupid because it's Muhammad. Allah is Muhammad, ladies and gentlemen. I proved it to you, and I'm repeating it to you. Nobody revealed anything to Muhammad. Nobody. Every single item in the Quran was literally Muhammad's idea. And by the way, he revealed these verses in situations. It's a situational revelation. I call them made to measure revelations as and when he needed them. So yes, when I came to Europe, my eyes were open, my brain was, it expanded a billion times, and I mean literally a billion times, because I was able to read and contrast and compare and realize that everything that the Quran mentions about the Bible is wrong, completely wrong. That's what it is. So I made it, I mean, so it became a mission. I am on a mission. By the way, it might sound arrogant, but it isn't. I have been chosen for this mission. By whom? I don't care. I've been inspired by this to do this mission. I'm on mission. But Donald Trump, he was chosen. There's no question. In my mind, there is no question that Donald Trump was chosen.
Well, you know, a lot of people agree with that, and there are some things going on that are making some people uneasy, especially with Syria. In his response to Syria, people believe he's flipped around, but he's got a lot of people in his ear, and we're going to have to wait to see what actions are taken there. But we're talking with IQ Al-Razouli. We're talking about the cult of Islam and what it is doing to our world, and we're going to be getting into some interesting conversation right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.